Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When was the last time you thought about the good things in your life? The things you value? The things that bring you pleasure and happiness? After years of exile through the Second World War, the German playwright Bertolt Brecht wrote a simple poem called Vergnügen, or a list of pleasures. The list includes dogs, showers, new music, comfortable shoes, and of course, dialectics. But without getting too philosophical myself, the pleasures of Brecht did make me think a bit.
Well, let me think. I love having my feet massaged, a foot massage. Walking out after rain, smelling the soil, watching the birds, whatever they're doing across the sky. I love just a row of them sitting on the telephone wire. The face of any of my children or grandchildren, that's for sure. What about a good cup of tea in the morning? And then the wind in your face, the taste of rain, someone tuning up a fiddle right before playing it, the tuning of an orchestra before it begins. The doorbell. Well, that's maybe not every doorbell. Oh, is that enough?
Pleasures. The pleasures of Brecht.
Vergnügungen.
Pleasures.
Pleasures.
1954. The German playwright and poet Bertolt Brecht has returned to Berlin following 15 years of exile. He spends his time in an apartment in the East German capital and at his country retreat in Buko.
By the lake, deep amid fir and silver poplar, sheltered by the wall and hedge, a garden so wisely plotted with monthly flowers that it blooms from March until October.
These are his last years. He is busy working on new plays and new concepts for the Berliner Ensemble, the theatre company he established with his wife, Helene Weigel, in East Germany.
My writing case on my knee, I sit in the summer house. A green boat appears through the willow.
On this day, he types out a poem, a list of pleasures, as a gift for his new lover. He walks it round to the cottage where she stays.
Pleasures.
Vergnügungen.
The first look out of the window in the morning.
Der erste Blick aus dem Fenster am Morgen.
The old book found again.
Das wiedergefundene alte Buch.
Enthusiastic faces.
Begeisterte Gesichter.
Snow.
Schnee.
The change of the seasons.
Der Wechsel der Jahreszeiten.
The newspaper.
Die Zeitung.
The dog.
Der Hund.
Dialectics.
Die Dialektik.
Showering, swimming.
Duschen, schwimmen.
Old music.
Alte Musik.
Comfortable shoes.
Bequeme Schuhe.
Understanding.
Begreifen.
New music.
Neue Musik.
Writing, planting.
Schreiben, pflanzen.
Traveling.
Reisen.
Singing.
Singen.
Being friendly.
Freundlich sein.
The first look out of the window in the morning. The old book found again. Enthusiastic faces. Snow, the change of the seasons. The newspaper, the dog, dialectics. Taking showers, swimming. Old music, comfortable shoes. Taking things in. New music. writing, planting, travelling, singing, being friendly. I suppose one asks, what are these things doing? There's no connection between them. They seem to be put there just in an arbitrary list, which, of course, is one of the reasons why this poem is so popular and has so many imitators. It's set as a sort of standard in German school books, and children are always asked to write their own poem in response.
To find a look out of the window at night, yearning, wrapped up in dull day reflection, hot tea, cacao, a book under the light of a torch, gentle goodbyes and friendly greetings, sun, the change of the days, familiar smells, sawdust, lavender, hay, sun cream, the picnic rug.
Singing in the shower, playing computer games, meeting friends, socks that I like. They are black with white stripes.
The lake, floating, unknown smells.
Running, but not too long.
Asking questions without understanding, just imagination.
When someone is dancing, crazy.
Being in unhappy days. Hiking, drawing, dancing. Daily meditations. The earthy taste of coffee. Sticky dark chocolate. Orange ginger bonbons.
Clothes for winter.
On the underground train. Instinctive smiles. Catching moments of happiness.
Asparagus.
Giving back. Sharing.
...1933. The years of exile begin.
For we went, changing our country more often than our shoes.
As soon as Hitler came to power, he left the same night and went up through Denmark to Svendborg, where he stayed for quite a while and had his whole family, numerous kind of lovers and collaborators were there together. But then he had to keep moving as the Nazis were coming closer and closer.
Don't knock any nails in the wall. Just throw your coat on the chair. Why plant a tree now? You'll pack your bags and be away before it's as high as a doorstep.
He counted the few things he had as he left more and more behind and went into the unknown. The things and the people he took with him got fewer and fewer and fewer. He went not knowing if he'd ever go home, not knowing if he'd ever get back, not knowing if his poems would survive.
In the dark times, will there also be singing? Yes, there will also be singing about the dark times.
It is welcome, is it not, to think about Brecht and his listing of these pleasures, because remembering for ourselves, indeed, what gives us pleasure, what we're grateful for, this experience of gratitude is the source of the world's spiritual traditions. Yes, that's true. They all go back to that first primal, wow, I'm here. I got hands, I got hair, I got eyes to see, the ears that hear, you know, that it helps us be present.
The first look out of the window in the morning.
I have windows facing west toward the Pacific coast, and I see the tops of houses, and I see a great big swatch of the sky. And if I'm lucky, I see birds crossing it. I love the sky. And as I age, I look at it more and more. Yeah, and I feel, oh, here I am again. Sky, earth, bed, air to breathe. The darkness of our time is so great. The challenge is so great. So many of us facing this time where there's actually in public discourse and mentions of private anguish, a realization that we may be finding societal collapse. We can get so easily tossed into panic. And so how do we ground ourselves? How do we know that we belong to a living planet? I, like Brecht, have found it more and more useful to list everyday pleasures.
Daydreaming.
Sitting in the cafe.
Meeting friends.
I think I'd have eating in there.
When it's sunny, I'd like to take my disability scooter, go out, meet people.
Eating with others and cooking with others.
To watch Dancing on Ice.
How you feel when you read. You are the whole world when you are sitting and read.
Cooking.
Traveling. Fiction or poetry or a short story or a long story, whatever the kind of writing.
Or the sheep
birds. Silence.
Or the bunnies running round about.
Making friends, making relations, making love.
Across the wrinkled waters of the Sound goes a little boat with a patched sail.
1938 to 1939. As war breaks out, Brecht and his family move from Denmark to Sweden to Finland.
The starling's twittering is broken by the distant thunder of naval gunfire from the war games of the Third Reich.
The newspaper. I hate the newspaper. I'm surprised to see it on Bertolt Brecht's list because I don't think that he was someone who was necessarily pleased by the news of his times. Because my other first thought was like, oh, if you're benefiting from the world moving as it is, maybe the newspaper is a pleasing experience for you. Both the actual news itself, like, oh, it's a climate catastrophe. Oh, another war that's ongoing forever. These horrible pieces of news. But also now the very nature, the tone, the energy of how news is shared. There's so much about it that feels like a gleeful gladiator experience.
The poem starts with a window in the morning, so looking out. But the newspaper is also a way of looking out to the world. Old music carries with it the history, the new music, perhaps the future. Comfortable shoes. Brecht writes a few poems earlier on about how he likes things that are used. He doesn't like new things. He likes things that are used because they carry their own history with them and their thingness.
Der erste Blick aus dem Fenster am Morgen. The first look out of the window in the morning.
I just got home from traveling for a month and I really love my home. This morning was like such a beautiful morning to like wake up in my bed in a room that's bright turquoise and the color that I want it to be with the sun coming through and everything in its place. The whole house, I was just like, God, I love my house. And that's such a pleasure to be a Black woman in America and feel that way, that I'm like, oh, I have a space that feels safe and that I really love being in. It's both a pleasure and then, you know, for me, pleasure, especially for those of us who are oppressed or marginalized in any way, is actually a political act. I wake up in this home and I look around at the beauty that I've created and I feel the measure of my freedom in that pleasure.
Some of the pleasures of Brecht, a story I found in the podcast feed to the BBC's Seriously show. And that was produced by Phil Smith, who also composed the music and recorded it in Brecht's house in Germany. And it's a Something Else production for BBC Radio 4. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast hour from RNZ. If you're enjoying the show and it's helping you find new stuff to listen to, then please tell other people about us. Maybe mention it to a friend or a family member. And do please rate and review us on Apple or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcast from. Not only does this help other people find us, but it also lets me know if I'm on the right track with the number of clips. Do you want some fewer stories, longer interviews? Just let me know about it. And I'm also really interested in finding out how people want me to podcast and publish stuff online. At the moment, I release the whole show in one chunk and also in shorter slices of individual shows too. But if this is just a pain and it's easier to just get everything in one programme, you don't have to fiddle around with and curate, just say the word and it shall be done. Thank you.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.